Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Mutual funds investing in Puerto Rico lost more than $5 billion.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Mutual fund companies that invested in Puerto Rico's debt over the past 5 years have lost up to $5.4 billion. That's according to a Wall Street Journal analysis of mutual fund holdings and municipal bond trades. Some fund managers lost a lot more than others, so investors in those funds may have taken a bigger bath. Let's talk about the soured investments in Puerto Rico's debt and how it might affect your portfolio with Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers. Heather, Puerto Rico's financial health is so dire that, you know, it's led to a mass exodus from the island commonwealth. What is Puerto Rico's total amount of debt?
There's about $73 billion in bond debt outstanding. They also have about $45 billion in pension debt, so it's pretty serious.
So these mutual funds suffered actual and unrealized losses of $5.4 billion. Can you name some of the companies who managed all these funds that were invested in Puerto Rico's bonds?
Sure. Oppenheimer Funds has the biggest amount of bonds in Puerto Rico. The second most is Franklin Resources. Those are the two biggest holders by far. Then the top mutual funds all pretty much, though, have some money in there. Vanguard, Goldman Sachs, Western Asset Management, AllianceBernstein. So really a wide cross-section.
So the latter companies that you mentioned, they incurred smaller losses, considerably smaller losses?
Considerably smaller losses. We found their losses were between about $100 million and $200 million, whereas for the bigger holders like Franklin and Oppenheimer, the losses were closer to $2 billion for Oppenheimer and about $1.6 for Franklin.
Now, this comes as a court-supervised restructuring of Puerto Rico's debt, I believe, starts this week. I think it starts with a hearing in San Juan. What is at stake for the mutual fund companies? Can they recover some of their losses depending on how the restructuring proceeds?
Yeah, no one really knows how much is going to be repaid on each different chunk of Puerto Rico's bond debt. There's a wide range from general obligation bonds, which have a very strong legal protection and could get back a fair amount of cents on the dollar, to some weaker bonds, which Moody's is projecting some of them could pay as little as nothing.
Heather, tell us why investing in Puerto Rico's bonds is so attractive.
Well, it's been attractive for a number of years because Puerto Rico has this special quality. Its bonds have this special quality where they are exempt from state taxes in all 50 states. That's a special privilege that the federal government gave Puerto Rico. And that makes it very attractive to money managers who are putting together mutual funds exempt from state taxes in states like New York or Maryland or other states where debt issued in-state is scarce or expensive, and it's hard to find bonds to fill up those funds. Those fund managers would turn to Puerto Rico, whose debt would also be exempt in New York or Maryland or whatever state they were in.
And so these funds might be attractive to someone like me as an investor in somebody like Oppenheimer?
You might have these Puerto Rico bonds in your mutual fund without even knowing it.
Yeah.
You might think your mutual fund is called the New York whatever, mutual
right.
fund, but it may have Puerto Rico bonds.
I'm speaking with Heather Gillers of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Heather, if I invested in mutual funds through Oppenheimer or Franklin or Vanguard, how much does this stand to affect me? Would my fees go up or something?
It could affect your annualized returns. It really depends on how much Puerto Rico debt is in the mutual fund you're invested in. For a lot of these funds, it's a relatively small amount, probably not enough to affect returns. But for some funds, particularly some of the Oppenheimer funds, quite a lot of Puerto Rico debt was in there. And we found that for the 15 funds that had more than 15% Puerto Rico debt, 13 of them were falling behind benchmarks.
So what is the timetable for this? Has it started already, this restructuring hearing, or what exactly is going to go on?
Well, the Federal Oversight Board that's overseeing Puerto Rico's restructuring process has asked a court to supervise the restructuring. That's after months of negotiations failed to produce a voluntary restructuring. And now it's time to fight it out in court.
And these mutual fund companies will be, again, closely interested in what goes on. What might happen?
Well, they certainly will be closely interested. There's nearly $15 billion of Puerto Rico's $73 billion in debt is held by these mutual fund companies. And so they're definitely going to be pushing hard to recover as much as they can. It may take months, though, and could even take years before those final numbers are worked out.
Do you think their chances are they better than even money? I mean, how much do they stand to recover? Do these things rarely work out in their favor?
In past municipal bankruptcies, bondholders have gotten, in Detroit, they got an average of 81 cents on the dollar. In Stockton, in San Bernardino, California, they got an average of 60 cents on the dollar. But it's possible the losses here could just be much worse. Puerto Rico just really has no money, and the economic situation is pretty dire.
Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Coming Friday, May 19th, the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.